Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alex Pollock is here, too. Alex is a new friend, distinguished senior fellow with the R Street Institute, formerly with the American Enterprise Institute, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, formerly the CEO of Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago, And on, many credentials beyond that. He's the author of Boom and Bust, Financial Cycles and Human Prosperity, and he's here to talk to us about whether we've learned anything about producing mortgages for homeowners with government, inferred assistance. Alex Pollock, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's really good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. So, a lot of people think they know what caused the collapse of 2008, the recession, which actually began in 2007 and then went through June of 2009. And in the middle of all that, the collapse, the financial collapse that happened in the fall of starting in September, about 9 years ago, right now, at this very moment, actually 9 years ago. A lot of people think they know what caused that, and they look back around those years. But the truth is, the headwaters of all those problems took place about 20 years ago, didn't it?
I think that's right. And if you go back into the mid-1990s, you find that the Clinton administration put together, and they got a lot of mortgage lenders to cooperate with them, but they wanted to be a national home ownership strategy in which people would make what they called, quote, innovative, unquote, loans, and that really meant risky loans.
Which meant that we're going to throw out 200 years of bank underwriting, proven over and over again, bank underwriting rules. We're going to throw those out in favor of politics.
That's right. We're going to make political lending decisions. And it will make a lot of them through Fannie and Freddie. Mm-hmm. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as you all know, are corporations set up by the government to guarantee mortgage loans. And
quasi-government.
With the government's backing, that is the taxpayers' backing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the moral hazard was coming out of our ears with all that.
Absolutely.
So, okay, I remember, let me tell you a little quick story. So somewhere around 2000, I was having breakfast with a realtor. And she and her husband, me and my wife, we were having breakfast one Saturday morning. And I'll never forget her saying, I just talked to a guy in Atlanta who told me that he could show me how I could help people get financing for housing up to 120% of their equity. I'm sorry, 120% of appraised value.
Of the price of the house.
Price of the house, appraised value, one or the other. But it was more money they could borrow than the property was worth. Yep. And here's the thing, she was so excited. And I remember thinking, well, my mind started multiplying that by 10 million. And I thought, well, that's a nightmare.
You were right. She should have been appalled,
She was excited about it. Exactly right. So that was not long after that, and that's when it was starting to reach out here into Flyover America, and what she was talking about is what you just described. Right.
That's absolutely right. And
didn't they make it part of the Community Reinvestment Act? They expanded that.
Well,
right?
The Community Reinvestment Act fits into this in the same way of pressure to make lower quality loans. But Fannie and Freddie in particular got a lot of pressure from the government to make more and more risky, low-quality right. loans, and they did. And because they themselves were operating with the what's really the guarantee, even though they don't call it that, but it really is
implicit. It was implicit, the question, these people were investing in these companies, in these firms, folks, and so the question was the government implicitly or explicitly guaranteeing this?
Well, they called it implicit, but it's real.
It happened.
There was never
real,
a formal guarantee.
Yeah.
And various politicians from time to time, such as Barney Frank, for example, who was a big supporter of these
right.
programs.
And a liar.
Claimed that there wasn't a guarantee.
And a liar.
It was all a lie. There
Did
was
I call
really
him a, liar?
A guarantee.
I call Barney Frank a liar. Everybody heard that, right? Barney Frank was a liar. Went on television in July of 2008 saying Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are solvent. 60 days later, they collapsed.
Yeah.
He's a liar or an idiot. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Alex, I just need to get that off my chest.
Part of this denying that the government was there was certainly not the case. The government really was and still is really guaranteeing these things. So people all over the world bought their securities because they said, well, I can get a higher interest rate and I'm guaranteed by the U.S. government.
But the problem,
every penny back in spite of the fact that Fannie and Freddie went broke.
But besides the fact that they went broke, we got into a problem because they in the securitizing of these mortgages, it became such a sweet product, they kept wanting more and more, and so it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. It was like tulipomania in the 21st century.
Very true, and so when you have a lot of credit without much standards being granted to people to buy something, let's say houses, that demand for more houses pushes the prices up. That gets people excited. They want to buy more. The prices go higher. More loans are made. Prices go higher. More loans are made because look what could go wrong. We got house price appreciation. That was the term. And then one day the music stops and it all comes down. And underneath it is this push from your government to make poor loans.
But we have to remember, Alex, that there were two issues involved that caused 2008. Number one, were the poor mortgages in the security tranches. That was bad enough. But then the security companies, the market makers, were leveraging them 70 to 1.
Yeah, that's also true.
On top of all that, folks, there's plenty of blame to go around from Main Street to Washington to New York. And as it turns out, sadly, into all the way to Iceland. Quick break, right back with Alex Pollock after these messages. He's with the R Street Institute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.